The name of the king is likely to be changed every time the story is told to correspond to the king then reigning. So, in other words, things that do change, that have a historical rhythm, like a succession of kings, they will be changed in handing down the oral tradition. But things that do not change, that is to say, the essential principle of the doctrine, they won't be altered at all. So you must remember that the Buddhist scriptures were for some hundreds of years handed down orally before they were ever committed to writing. And that accounts for their monotonous form. That is why everything is numbered, why there are four noble truths, eight steps of the Eightfold Path, 10 fetters, 5 skandhas, 4 Brahma Viharas or meditation states, and so on and so on. Everything is put in numerical lists so as to be memorized easily. And so there are formulae which are constantly repeated, and this is supposed to aid the memory. Now then, it is obvious that those scriptures of the Pali Canon, when you really sit down and read them, you know that what has happened here is that partly they have a certain monotony due to mnemonic aids, but also that in the course of time before they were written down, many monks spent wet afternoons adding to them and adding things in such a style that no inspired person could ever have said them. And they made commentaries upon commentaries upon commentaries, and lots of them had no sense of humor. I always love the passage where the Buddha is giving instructions on the art of meditation. And he's describing a number of things on which one could concentrate. And there's a commentator making little notes on this. And so when he's made his list of things on which you could concentrate, like a square of drawn on the ground, or the tip of your nose, or a leaf, or a stone, or anything, and then he says, or on anything. And the commentator puts footnote, but not any wicked thing. I mean, that's professional clergy for you, the world over. So this sort of thing has obviously happened, but you must remember that this is not this accumulation, this attribution of one's own writings to the Buddha is not done in a dishonest way. It would be dishonest today with our standards of literary historicity and correctness. It would be very wrong of me to forge a document and pretend that it was written by some very venerable person, say by Dr. Suzuki.